بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تطيعوا فريقا من الذين أوتوا الكتاب يردوكم بعد إيمانكم كافرين. وكيف تكفرون وأنتم تتلى عليكم آيات الله وفيكم رسوله؟ ومن يعصم بالله فقد هدي إلى صراط مستقيم. In the previous ayah, Allah Ta'ala explained that all the doubts and objections the Jews and Christians had, Allah Ta'ala had answered it clearly and made it clear that Islam is the true religion. So much so that they were convinced in their hearts that Islam is the true religion. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the true Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. The Quran is the true Kitab of Allah Ta'ala. But just because of their jealousy and pride, they did not want to accept. So when they did not accept, Allah explained in the previous ayat that not only did they not accept, but they stopped other people also from accepting the truth. It is told that refers to the Ahl Kitab. But Allah has revealed it in the Quran Sharif, and the Ahl Kitab are not going to read the Quran Sharif. Muslims are going to read the Quran Sharif. So in that is really a warning for us that we must not follow those people who have gone astray. And the other is, we must not make the same mistakes they made. That after the truth has become clear to us, that we don't follow the truth. And each one of us must think, we all know what the truth is, Islam is the truth. But how much are we following in the commandments of Allah Ta'ala? And also that we must not stop other people. And especially those who are in leadership position, the ulama especially, that they must not stop people from the truth and the righteousness. But unfortunately, the very same thing which Allah warned us of, we are guilty of that. We who know the truth, but how much are we following the truth? And how much are we discouraging and leading people astray? The same subject matter, Allah makes it more clear now in these ayat. These ayats were revealed when Shas ibn Qais, a Jew who had great hatred and jealousy for the Muslims, on one occasion he passed by the gathering of the Aus and the Khazraj, that are the two tribes of the Ansar, and they were happy with one another, two separate tribes, but they were socializing, they were talking, eating, drinking, and he could not stand this, that why are they so friendly and so good to one another. And he knew that before Islam, these two tribes were at loggerheads with one another, and they waged major wars with one another. So he sat with them and he started reminding them of the enmity they had of one another. And he also sang some poems which were sung of the days of ignorance. And he again burned the flame of hatred and fight between them. On that they pulled out their swords and they were about to fight one another again. This news reached Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. Immediately he stood up, and the Ansar and the Muhajireen who were with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at that time, they all came together, and Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam and addressed the Aus and Khazraj and told them that what is this happening? How come you are gone back to Jahiliyyah, to the days of ignorance, while I'm still amongst you, and you are now beginning to fight again with one another? And when by the barakat of Islam, you people became like your brothers from one mother, you were born, like that you had become. What is this? They came to their senses, they made Tawbah, and they realized that this person, this Jew, was the enemy and he had caused it. So on that, in this ayats were revealed. But the application of this command is not only for that occasion, it is forever. That we should remember the favors of Allah upon us. Allah made us Muslims, and now we must not behave like the jahil, ignorant people. We must appreciate Allah's ni'mat and fulfill the commands of Allah Ta'ala. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ay iman walu, O people of iman, in tuti'u fariqam min alladhina utul kitab. Agar tum kaha manoge, baze ahle kitab ka, if you will listen and follow the things what the ahle kitab are telling you, those amongst them who have got hatred for you, and as they are kafir, they want you also to become kafir. If you will listen to them, yaruddukum ba'da imanikum kafirin, to phir kar denge tumko iman laaye piche kafir. Then they will turn you back after iman, they will make you again kafir. So Allah is warning us, though we are believers, but if we are going to listen to the kuffar and we are going to follow in their way, they will turn us back after being believers, they will make us kafirs again. And that is what they want. And in that we must see, especially in this December period, the holiday period, festive period, Christmas, New Year period, how much of us we are not following in their ways. All what they are doing, their lifestyle, their Christmas festivals, etc., New Year festivals, we also take part in that. Allah says, by that, they are making an effort that you gradually, they turn you back on your heels. From after having accepted Islam, iman will go out of you again. And we have to be very careful that we will still remain as Muslims, our names, but inside iman will have gone out. And the Quran says, وَهُمْ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ, and they don't even know that their iman is gone out. أَنْ تَحْبَتَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ, all your good deeds will be cancelled and you don't even know that they are cancelled. So we have to be very careful. Yeah, Allah is warning us that the kuffar, they are always trying to turn you away from iman and Islam. And one is by تَشَبُّ بِالْكُفَّارِ, by imitating the ways and living the lives like the kuffar. And the other is ikhtilat bil kuffar, mixing with them. And then we start thinking like them. Then we live our lives like them. Today if we go and see, most of our things are just like them. If we plan a house, we don't even get the thought that it must be planned Islamically. We just do it how the kuffar, they plan their houses, our houses. We want to go for a holiday, we won't think what is Islam tells us about it. Our holiday is just how they make their holiday. Everything of ours, our dressing also by and large is like that. Perhaps we wear kurta, topi, etc. But how many of us, our clothing is not like that. How many of us who wear kurta and topi, holiday comes, weekend comes, then we dress like them again. So we change like chameleons and we act like them. This is very dangerous for our iman. وَكَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ, Allah says, or تُمْ كِسْ تَرَحْ كَافِرْ هُوتِي هُو, how can you become kafir? How can you follow the ways of kufr and darkness, the ways of dirt and filth? And moreover, وَأَنْتُمْ تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتُ اللَّهِ, or تُمْ پَرْ پَرْهِ جَاتِ هَي آيَةِ اللَّهِ کی, and the clear ayats of Allah are recited to you. You have learned about, you read Surah Fatiha in namaz, you read the various surahs in namaz, the clear signs of Allah are in front of you. You bow down to Allah in namaz, you go in sajda in front of Allah, and then again you will follow the ways of the kuffar. Yeah, you are turning fully to Allah Ta'ala, and then again you follow the ways of the kuffar. Allah says, how can this be possible? Think what you are doing. How can you have this double standard? And like a chameleon like this, that in your namaz, in the masjid, you are pakka Musliman. But when you go outside, again you behave like them. Allah says, how can that be possible? وَفِيكُمْ رَسُولُ, or تُمْ مَيْ اُسْكَ رَسُولُ هَيْ, and his Rasul is also present amongst you. That was in the time of the Sahaba. Today the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are still fully alive. We have got all the hadith kitabs. They are being taught, the explanation is being given, and the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam are fully alive amongst us. In spite of that, we still turn away from Islam and we do the other things like the kuffar. وَمَنْ يَعْتَصِمْ بِاللَّهِ Or jo koi mazboot pakrega Allah ko, those people who will hold firmly onto Allah, that is the book of Allah, Quran, the Hadith, the Sharia, who will follow the deen of Islam, who will hold it firmly onto it, Islam, that is holding very firmly onto it, faqad hudiya ila sirati mustaqim. To usko hidayat hui seedhe raaste ki. That person has been guided to the right path. So the way for us is not to see what the people are doing, not to try and make people happy, not to have an artificial deen. Today many people also feel that whatever little bit we are doing, that is also enough we are doing for deen. And even just artificially, not even properly we are doing it. A young girl was making namaz very fast. Somebody advised her. She said, but I'm at least making namaz. So this making namaz like that, upside down so fast, that is not enough. Today even small children, they are not said, if you give them a toy cell phone, they don't want to accept it. If you give them a cheap Nokia phone, that also they know they want the real smartphone. Small, small children. But for deen, we are prepared, just with the picture of deen. And what is not real deen. Yeah, also we must get the real deen. We must say, children are not happy with toys also. They play with their toys, but they want the real thing. They want what is the actual thing. They are not prepared with imitation and artificial things. But in our deen, we want to be happy with just a thing that looks like deen. The real deen has to come into our lives. Allah Ta'ala says, this is sirat-e mustaqim, the straight path. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand this very valuable teachings of the Quran Sharif, that we must not follow the kuffar, not following their ways. We must bring the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam into our lives, and not just an outward form of the deen, but deen with its reality. It must be in our hearts also, it must be in our actions also, it must be in our thoughts also. May Allah Ta'ala guide us all to righteousness, because that is going to, only that is going to help us in the qabr, and we are all on our way to our qabr. Nobody else, nothing else is going to help us but our deen and our connection with Allah. So we all must be concerned for ourselves, what is going to happen to us in the qabr. May Allah give us